Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson, a lay Dominican and retired English professor who lives in Turin and is the assistant to the promoter general of the Dominican laity. Ruth's preaching is entitled, Feed My Sheep.
We're reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while," for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a word that we're going to hear over and over and over again in the readings today, and that is shepherd. The first reading is from Jeremiah, and it's a denunciation of shepherds who don't look after their flock. But it promises new and better shepherds, raised up, that's the exact words, by God himself. Then there's the psalm, which is surely one of the very best loved of all. Number 22, The Lord is My Shepherd, which offers us a picture of just tireless care and protection. And even the gospel acclamation. It's from chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. It's, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." So when we hear this week's gospel proclaimed, the word that's going to stand out is surely shepherd. In fact, it's one of the commonest images in the Bible as a whole. And sadly, most people today, at least in English-speaking countries like Great Britain or the United States or Australia, won't necessarily have an immediate picture in their mind's eye, because so many of us live in urban surroundings, and rarely, if ever, do we actually see a real live sheep, much less a shepherd caring for his flock. But you know, shepherds really are like this, like the picture we get from the Bible. They're attentive to the needs of their animals, they're quick to respond to a problem, they can even recognize individual sheep at a glance. I say this with some authority because one of my cousins was a shepherd, and he really did love his flock and know them inside out. The other thing that's interesting here is that the sheep are these people who hurry from the towns to see and hear Jesus. So it's the sheep seeking out the shepherds and not vice versa. And here you see the generosity of Jesus. You see the true spirit of mission. You see his total dedication to proclaiming the word, to teaching many things, as the gospel passage says. He'd set out with the apostles to spend time away from the crowds in prayer, but he gave up that precious time because he knew that these people really needed him. Of course, contemplative prayer is hugely important, but what we gather here is that healing and teaching and feeding, where necessary, will take precedence. And one more point, in this passage, the disciples are called apostles because they're sent by Jesus on the great mission of preaching, just as we heard last Sunday in the gospel. That's what the Greek word means, apostolos. It means people who are sent. And just as a shepherd doesn't sit at home and wait for the sheep to come to him, so an apostle, a preacher, has to be ready to get out there and do the work of preaching. That's the work our order is dedicated to. It's demanding. It's exhausting. It's not always necessarily rewarding, but it's what Jesus asked of Peter in the name of all of us. Feed my sheep. Thank you.